This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour, another edition of Auto World. Certainly my favorite time of the week when I get to talk to you folks on the other side. Of guests coming up, including Dave Kinney, who writes for a slew of magazines. He writes for both Automobile and Auto Week, and he also is the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. Coming up in hour number two, we're going to top and pop the hood of a brand new, what is becoming regular segment. We're going to have Dan Watson, our oil expert, with us. Telephone-wise, anytime, 855-566-6604261. Or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. Bob at AutoWorld.com. It looks like our experiment with myself hearing myself in delay is not working out so well. Daniel, why don't we bring that down some more? And there. Interesting thing that happens in our business of radio, that if you're using certain types of equipment and you're doing a broadcast, you'll say something and then it will be repeated, kind of an echo chamber effect, and it lags behind real time by just a few seconds. So gotta get that looked at. Well, why don't we go to the Hagerty guest lines? Need classic car insurance? Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. And what a great segue that works out, because Dave Kinney, the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, also writer for Automobile, Auto Week, and he has his own appraisal business called U.S. Appraisal as well, is live with us right now. Hi there, Dave. How you doing?
Okay, Bob. And yourself?
Not too bad, thank you. He's having an echo problem. It was very little... A little aggravating, you know, but we got through it okay. So
anyone who's worked in radio has had that problem before.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about your comings and goings. Have you been any place in the last week or so? Are you headed to Florida, or whereabouts are you off to?
Well, I'm in Florida. I'm in Fort Lauderdale. The RM Sotheby's auction just ended, actually yesterday. It was an Auctions America sale, and now they've rebranded it as the parent company, RM Sotheby's, and they had a successful sale. A little slow at the end there, but I went back there today after all the hooting and hollering was over, and they were doing quite a few after sales. As a matter of fact, a person I know, we walked in, and when I left, he'd already bought two cars that didn't sell on the block. So, sometimes going around and figuring out what's left after an auction is a pretty good way to buy a car. And that's exactly what happened. Now, he's a dealer, and, you know, there are cars that he was interested in that, one of them, he wasn't there in time, and it no-sailed, so that means that it, you know, it didn't sell. And the other one, he was kind of on the fence about, and, you know, after getting a better look at it today, and having a little less, pressure on him about whether to buy it or not, he went ahead and bought it. And, I had a little hand in that, Bob. They were $500 apart, and I said, just pay the $500. So I'm assuming that's going to cost me a few dinners if he doesn't make money on the car, but we'll see.
Very good. I'm proud of you, Dave. Let's talk about some other things down in Fort Lauderdale. Florida does seem to have a growing number of auctions, and I believe Barrett Jackson is upcoming, or maybe they've already had it yet, but what else is coming up on the agenda?
Well, you're right. Barrett Jackson is next weekend, so I think that starts actually Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. You could check that out at Barrett-Jackson.com. But there's always a fun sale there in West Palm Beach. They're actually at the fairgrounds in West Palm Beach, I guess I would call it. I've looked at the lineup there. It looks like it's going to be an exciting show. They have the John Stalupi collection of cars that are coming up, and Stalupi's a collector who has done this once before. He had a sale and kind of sold out his collection, and I guess it's just time for him to move on to something else. So that's the next thing on the docket, I guess. The next thing coming up is that, and then hopefully to our friends who are in the Northeast, that will mean the official end of all winter weather for at least another 6 months. And the people in the Northeast and even Northwest, and of course in the West itself, can finally get out and enjoy their collector cars a little more.
So true. And Barrett Jackson has done pretty well in Connecticut. No other auction company has been able to sustain itself. So far, so good. And do you think they found a home?
Oh, yeah. They're at the Indian Reservation there. The
Mohegan Sun.
Mohegan Sun. Thank you. It slipped my mind. And they're doing very well there. They've had two successful sales. I'm sure this year's will be good as well. They've got a pretty good formula. They get a lot of people through the doors. They sell a lot of T-shirts. They sell a lot of cars. And, it's all about having a rip-roaring wild time, and they do that well. But let's not forget that also Bonhams has their sale in Greenwich, Connecticut, which is not far out of New York City. I think that's on the 1st of June, 1st or 2nd of June, in conjunction with the Greenwich Concours. And this year they've got Carol Shelby's personal collection of cars coming to Greenwich, which is very surprising, and that's going to mean Greenwich is going to be a big sale.
Absolutely. As you and I have done many a broadcast from that event, I, being based in Boston for 99% of my life, it was always an easy auction for me to get there. Just could hop on the car and get on down to Greenwich, and started by a husband and wife, Bruce and Genya Weatherstrom. And unfortunately,
right,
we lost together a little while back. And Bruce, time flies. I suppose it's 2 years now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's a good show. It's now run by the family, the family members. And it is the most compact show. And, Bob, you and I have laughed about this before. It's the only, antique auction and Concours that you can watch from I-95. It's that close to the interstate. I guess you'd have to have an 18-wheeler to be able to look down on it, but it's right in Greenwich, right by the railroad station there. Great show, and as is the Barrett Jackson show up in, we've got one coming up in West Palm, like I said, but also at Mohegan Sun. So it's a summer that's going to be filled with auctions.
Absolutely, and Dave Kinney will be there to report it all to us here on Auto World. We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com.
Grandpa, what do you call this thing again?
It's a 66 Ford Bronco.
I think you got ripped off.
Why is that, honey?
It's got no Wi-Fi, no USB port, no Bluetooth.
Exactly. I guess we'll just have to talk.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect.
Is that the window button?
It's called a window crank.
Cool. The faster I move it, the faster it goes down.
This moment of escape was created by Haggerty.
Being old is kind of cool, Grandpa.
Works for me.
For people who love cars.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
He's joining us from Florida, where the R.M. Sotheby's event is wrapping up. It's going to be an exciting week in Florida. Who is the mass man? It's Dave Kinney, the publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide, also contributor to Auto Week and Automobile Magazine, and he's got his own appraisal business too, and we mentioned it one other time when he was on here, but let's mention it again. It's called U.S. Appraisal. How long have you been doing this, my friend?
woke up one morning and I wanted something that would keep me on my toes, at least mentally. And boy, did I find it. Every day is a new day. Every day is into fun running that business. But it's an interesting business because no 2 days are the same and no two assignments are the same. So that's fun stuff. But what I really like doing most of all, though, is helping out the guys at Hagerty and putting those prices together. And that's the major focus of what I do. We now have a team of people at the Hagerty Price Guide, which is Hagerty.com/valuation tools, or you can just go to Hagerty.com and take a look around and you'll find it. But we do an automotive price guide that we update continually. We publish 3 times a year, but it's continuously updated, and it's a lot of fun. I'm working with people that are just total car people, and we're now using some of our data to kind of figure out things about the market that when I started the price guide now 12 years ago, believe it or not, we didn't even dream we could do. So we've got all these indexes that we talked about before, but for most people, what you do is you just go, you type in what car you're looking at. We have post-war cars, and we're filling in cars that we don't have. That's a big, big project, and we're working on that, seems like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but it never gets old, it never gets boring, and it's always fun.
And there are cars out there in the classic car marketplace, even in the used car marketplace for some higher end or limited production models that because of depreciation, you can really save an awful lot of money. But I understand, Dave, it's been your experience to make sure that you're buying something that you've looked at, number one. You're not just doing it over the internet, and also something that you like. Also, another tip that Dave has said in the past is make sure there's availability as well as the cost of parts and labor, because that's where it gets into some heavy-duty territory.
Yeah, it's so important, Bob, and I'm glad you brought that up. You got to love your collector car. If you don't love your collector car, it's time to sell it. It's just as simple as that. If you're not having fun, why have it? I have a lot of fun when, and I'm driving some cars, and, other ones are not so fun to drive for me, maybe not from my era. I'm not a big 40s car fan anymore, because I like things that go a little faster and stop a little better. But if I lived in another area, perhaps that would be just the perfect thing for me. So, another thing to remember is you gotta fit in the car. I'm not small, and so, getting 6'4" of me into the driver's seat of a couple cars, I don't think I'll be buying any Austin Healey bug-eyed Sprites anytime to drive around town, if you know what I mean. So, although I can fit in the Triumph TR6, no problem. So it's not, English sports cars are out of the question. It's just that some of them are better than others in terms of what'll fit. So, yeah, wow. The basic advice usually is to buy the best one of something you can find, because it's going to be cheaper in the long run. And that's something we've been preaching for a long, long time. If you can't afford something going in, it's probably not going to get any better. You're best to maybe look at something that costs a little bit less than you can buy a really great example of it. That's lessons learned from those of us who've had more than two or three collector cars over the years.
Dave Kinney is with us, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, contributor to Automobile and Auto Week, also the president of U.S. Appraisal, and that's located in Virginia. But Dave does a lot of traveling for that as well. Why don't you give out your telephone number for that business and give us an idea of how many days in a given year you might be on a personal assignment.
Oh, it's, I'd like to think it's maybe about 40% for stuff with U.S. Appraisal. You can reach us at usappraisal.com, or our telephone number is 703 859-9100. We're on the road a lot, so we're not always there, but we can take a message. But what we do is, a lot of the times what we've been concentrating on in the last couple of years has been bigger collections. You know, people have like maybe 20 and 30 cars and museum jobs and things along those lines. They've been a lot of fun. But we do, every once in a while we'll get a 65 Mustang or a, 63 Corvair or, 59 Bel Air or something along those lines in their single job. That's what keeps me in tune, working with, that and going to all these auctions and talking to all these dealers and talking to people who buy cars and kind of looking for trends in the car marketplace. That's what keeps us in tune on the price guide, or one of the things I like to think keeps me in tune. So it all works together. I guess, one hand, helps the other in terms of what we do and what we're looking at. So, it's all a learning experience, and it's all about having fun with cars, and there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Absolutely. And Dave, just to reiterate one statement that you made, and that's the statement that you followed up to mine, you must love your collector car, because as you and I both agree, these cars should be get out and driven. Some people, I read the other day about a 1980s era Camaro that had been parked since the 1980s and not a highly sought after model. And it's a shame, because that car is certainly not going to ever appreciate to a high level. And meanwhile, it's been garaged away.
Yeah, and that's something that happens, that people will, a lot of times they'll think they're doing their car a favor by not using it all, and unless it's properly stored and properly put away, that's not a good thing. You gotta raise it off the ground, you gotta mist the cylinders with a little, top oil, you gotta do all kinds of things to put your car away. You can't just let it sit. And, that's the Haggerty philosophy too. It's kinda get out and drive your collector car. Don't just keep it in the garage. You might only enjoy it 300 or 500 miles a year, but you should get out and enjoy.
So well said. Dave Kinney will continue with us on Auto World after these messages.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Jay Leno's TV show is growing on me significantly. It's a very scripted show. It's set up with various blocks each week, and there is no expense. There's no expense. Off the record, they do some pretty expensive shoots, and but we wish them the best with the Jay Leno car show. If you haven't checked it out, if you would like to talk with us, with Dave Kenny, all you got to do is pick up the telephone. It's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. And before that hard break there, why don't you finish up the last few bullet points?
Okay. I think Dave, that, one of the things we were talking about was, just buying the car that you love and taking care of it. If you do have a car that you're not using, make sure you put it away professionally, and that is to, put it on jack stands, mist the cylinders by taking your spark plugs out and putting some top oil in, and a bunch of other little things that you need to do. There's information all over the internet about how to do that. But the very best thing for your collector car is to get out and drive it. And that means to get it out, get it warm enough so you get all that condensation out of the exhaust. Don't just drive it in the garage, for 2 minutes to go take it outside. Take it around the block a few times if you're not going to go out for a long drive. Any use is better than no use with a collector car. But the very best thing to do is schedule a 200-mile trip or a 300-mile trip or a 2,000-mile trip. If you want to go to a car show somewhere, or an event, or a cruise in, or something like that, or just take it out, every Saturday or Sunday morning if you want, or Sunday afternoon and drive it. That's the very best thing you can do for a collector car. Now, I am preaching what I don't always practice here, because I've got some cars that my wife would be happy to remind me that I'm not putting enough miles on. That's a discussion for another day. But, do as I say, not as I do, I think is the very best thing to say with that. Some of my cars, I have an old Bentley that I took out and put well over 750 miles on last year, which is a big time number for me for that car. And my goal is to do that on a few other cars, this year as well. So we'll see how that goes.
Should be very interesting. Overall, how would you say the collector car marketplace is out there right now?
Well, right now it's very strong for cars under $100,000. So for everybody I know, everybody I work with, everybody I have as friends and stuff like that, it's a happy time. $30,000 and $20,000 cars seem very, very strong right now. Muscle cars are still doing good. Vintage pickup trucks are booming, as are vintage SUVs. We call them SUVs. They weren't called that in the day. Things like Broncos and Blazers. The early ones, the Broncos going back well into the 60s, they're very, very hot now. They're fun cars. They're easier to restore than some other cars because there's not a lot of chrome. It's a lot more pink than chrome, and there's not big interiors that are deluxe. They're kind of basic interiors that have a couple of seats and maybe some carpets, but also possibly rubber mats. So that's all doing well. Resto mods are a big part of the market right now, where people have an older looking car with a more contemporary drivetrain, and they seem to be doing as well. Corvettes, Camaros, Chevelles, all the C cars from General Motors, still very popular. Although the $1 million cars, so I'm going to say a big boo hoo hoo, but the $1 million cars are not selling quite as well right now. People seem to be watching and waiting. But that's a discussion, again, for another day, because very, very few people play in that field. And most of us who have collector cars, like the kind of $20,000 and $30,000 cars that we can actually aspire to and possibly own, not the $1 million ones that are a little far away for us right now. So there's that.
Something to wish for.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't think I'll be buying any $1 million cars in the next few months. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure I'm not going to. So.
And the other headline on today's paper that I wanted to ask you about is a little bit more of a complicated story. Let's see, I had it up here a second ago. That was computers, I'll tell you, Dave. We'll come back to that. Let me ask you, has this change of the name R.M. Sotheby's kind of a natural evolution between the companies? Where are they going to be?
Yeah, I think that, we'll go back to what we were talking about earlier on. Auctions America was a subsidiary of R.M. Sotheby's, and they pulled it back into R.M. Sotheby's. So this year, for example, at the spring and fall Auburn, which are big events in Auburn, Indiana, fall bigger than spring, it'll be branded as R.M. Auctions instead of Auctions America. And, of course, now it's R.M. Sotheby's, and Sotheby's is a very old line auction house that's been around since, way before I was around and way before anybody living is around. It's a very, very old company. And they have experience in a lot of fine arts and the fine art, and of course you'll see sometimes you'll see a Sotheby's Realty sign. They're involved in that side of thing and the side of things and everything else. So they're a very large company, and I think it was a logical progression for RM to partner with them. I don't know the details of the partnership, but Rob Myers, who is the RM of RM, is still in, still very much, in control and, at all his auctions. I don't know, who his boss is now, but you'll see him there. He was there this weekend at the Fort Lauderdale event, and, they've got a busy, busy calendar. They're announcing sales all through the summer. They have a sale in Monaco, and then, of course, like I said, the two that are in Auburn, and then we've got Monterey, and then we've got another California auction coming up in December. You heard that here first. So that's going to be announced in the next few days. So all that stuff is big in the auction business, and the auction business seems to keep growing. A lot of people like the fact that they can go to an auction, and if they can't find one car, they can find another. And for sellers, a lot of people are very happy about not having to hang around their house for a few weekends and show their car to somebody. They can take it to an event like this. And yes, of course, it costs them money, but you could argue that they might get a little more out of an auction. So, and of course, it's immediate and it happens right away. So, I think the auctions are, progressing nicely. We've got, a few more players that are coming in, but a lot of the, players are announcing additional venues, additional sites. But I think one thing about the auction business is just like classic cars, it keeps changing. 20 years ago, we'd be talking about, Cadillacs from the 30s and 40s as the hot cars. And now we're talking about stuff from the 70s and 80s. So all the time things change, and we can expect that to be changing. Prices go up and prices go down, and that's why we put together the Hagerty Price Guide. So there you go.
Well, that's a really good answer, Dave. Let's go back to folks who may be in the market for collector car for the very first time. I get a lot of emails from people, sending me links to eBay Motors and car gurus. When we come back on the other side, we'll give some tips for those people and lots more with Dave Kenny.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us.
That story is
Dave Kinney is on the Hagerty phone lines. And as a matter of fact, if you need car insurance for your classic, only Hagerty has the expertise and the passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for those who buy cars and love cars. And Dave, interesting, my computer did a little funky dance there.
Well, what we were talking about before the break was, you were saying about buying a car on eBay or looking at a car on Craigslist or whatever. Let me give you some tips, for the listeners. Number one, if you can, hire somebody to go take a look at it. It doesn't have to be a professional. It can be somebody who you know in the town. And have them look at two things, the car and the paperwork. Even guys as supposedly smart as me have gone to look at a car and found out that the paperwork was no good. You got to make sure the car's got a title and that the title is transferable, so you need to meet the people who are selling it. And, be rude. Ask for an ID. Say, I don't know you, and I don't know if you're Bob Long on this title here, so let me see your ID. That's one thing. The other thing is that, if you want to hire a professional, somebody who knows the cars well, sure, you can hire an appraiser, somebody like me to do that. You can hire a mechanic or ask the person who has the car to take it to a mechanic. You can find that on the internet. You can find out somebody in that town and maybe call them up and say, hey, can you do a pre-purchase inspection? Or maybe you just want somebody to put their, put their eyeballs on it and take a look and see what's underneath it. Another tip is that you can call somebody possibly in the club. Let's say you're a member of the Triumph Club and you have a Triumph that you're trying to buy 3,000 miles away. You might go through the Triumph Club registry, the people who are also club members, and say, I see, that Bob Long has a car for sale, and I'd like you to go take a look at it for me so you can, tell me what your thoughts are about it. That's one way to do it. And, of course, the best way to do it is get on an airplane and fly there and take a look at it yourself. But, that doesn't always work. It's expensive, and, maybe you don't have those frequent flyer miles, or you just don't have the time to do it. But that can save, a lot of headache or heartache. If it's at a dealer, they should be, ready, willing, and able to take the car somewhere to have somebody look at it, or, maybe they can, send you those, 450 pictures of the car that will certainly help. But it's always best when you're buying a car to have somebody look at it, and that number one somebody is you. But when you can't, there's a number of different people that you can think of that you can hire. And sometimes, you can tell the person that you hire just what you're looking for, and they'll go out and they'll have a camera on their cell phone, and they can take 25 or 35 or 100 pictures for you and send them to you and really help you out, because sometimes the sellers forget to remember about some of the problems with their cars, especially cosmetically. So they can listen to the car, maybe even drive it, and certainly get a pretty good idea of what the condition is in terms of the physical condition, the paint, the chrome, the interior, all that sort of stuff. That's the best way to do it.
And Dave, how's the weather holding up there down in Fort Lauderdale?
Well, it just started raining, as a matter of fact. So I guess rain is good on a Sunday afternoon, because just about everybody's probably finished up their activities for the weekend. But a lot warmer here than where it is back home in Virginia right now. But like I said, that weather is going to be getting better any day now. So there's hope. I'll be cracking cars out of the garage left and right here in the next maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
I think that's going to be a great trip and a great opportunity for you to check that out. Here's an email question came in from Harriet, and Harriet is in New York State listening on WGEA. She says, Dave, I grew up many, many years ago, and my family had a four-door Ford convertible, kind of a carriage top, and it had isinglass windows. Do you have any idea what that might be? Geez, that's a puzzler.
Well, it sounds like it's something from the 20s, actually, from the 1920s. Isinglass is what you and I would kind of recognize as the same kind of stuff that the vinyl windows that's in convertible tops, that they don't even use anymore because now they use glass or very rarely use it. So it was a clear kind of a plastic-like material. My dad, his family had a Buick from the 1920s, and it had isinglass sun curtains, side curtains as well. And side curtains are, in place of windows, the top of the door and the window itself is something you snap into place or pull into place or put into place on different cars. So isinglass probably means it's a car from the 20s. It's probably a touring car or what would be called a touring car if it was a four-door. Now, the good news, bad news is that, if you look back on some of those old catalogs for even for Fords, which were affordably priced cars for their time, they would make 7, 8, 10, 12, 14 different body styles. And nowadays we don't know whether it's a touring car or, a different model or something like that. But I think the very best thing to do is to go to Google Images and, maybe look for, if you're trying to see something that it looks like, type in 1920. 25 and maybe 1927 or 1929 Ford touring car. And after a while, you'll see an image turn up because, lots of people have them contemporarily and lots of people take them to car shows. So you'll see something like that. Of course, Model A's and Model T's were both prevalent for Fords in the 1920s. That was the switchover was in the late 20s. From the T to the A, which sounds counterintuitive. You'd think the A would have come before T, and Ford people know that there was a Model A before there was a Model T, but the popular Model A came, in the 1920s. So, I would definitely do a Google search for a Ford touring car, and that's probably what you'll find. You might go well into the 30s. But that would be it. By the mid-1930s, you're not going to find something that's probably not going to find something with isinglass side curtains.
Well, Dave, they're chasing us out the door. Looks like that's going to do it for this hour.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care now.
Sponsor Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25 plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Thank you.